With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's Matt Stewart, the host of this show. I'm just here to tell you this is another episode of Matt Chat, my new YouTube show, which you can find, if you want, find the video version. It's at youtube.com/MattStewart. But obviously, this is the audio version coming up, and this gives you all the audio sections. The YouTube version also has a little visual stuff for you to look at if you're into that sort of thing. No pressure either way. The first episode last week, I talked to Dave Warnicky, a good friend of mine. This week, I'm talking to another good friend of mine, Evan Munro Smith. You might know him as the second banana of this show, Primates. We don't talk a lot of primate stuff, really. We just have a nice catch-up while we're both in lockdown. So if you're keen, please do listen on or go over to youtube.com/MattStewart. Anyway, thanks so much for everything. I love you all. On with the show. Hey, Evan, welcome to Matt Chat.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You came up with the name, and so far that's what it's called.
It's a good name.
Oh, yeah?
It's a good, I think it's an obvious name, to be honest.
There were quite a few comments on the first video with other suggestions.
Were they better? I'm sorry.
Well, look, to be honest, I can't think of any of them off the top of my head, so they can't be that much better. Dave Warnicky suggested getting chatty with Maddie. He was my first guest.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the Matt Chat rhyme.
Yeah, right? he really did just piggyback off the work you'd already done, hadn't he? So
he's added a bit of fun, though. I like that.
Yeah, that's Dave Warnicky for you.
If that's what you're going for.
No, certainly not. This is not a place for fun. Eli M said, under the mat, like a key. Never mind. Okay. Someone said, Broomer has it. It's a beer-related thing.
Broomer?
Broomer, like rumor, what? Only brew.
Oh, okay.
It was Luke T.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that sort of stuff. Tittle tat okay. With Matt. Chewing the fat with Matt. Matt's cam chat.
If it was a food thing rather than a beer thing, that would work.
Right, yeah. Chew on that with Mr. Matt. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've decided to have a drink. It's good to catch up with you for a drink today. I've chosen a Mornington Pale, which is a brewery in the Mornington Peninsula, because that is where you grew up, basically.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Do you know where that brewery is more specifically? There. It's in Mornington.
Yeah.
That's there? Like Mornington, yes.
But the brewery? It's a good spot.
No. I grew up like 10 minutes down the road from Mornington. They've got like wineries there and stuff. I've never really been a big drinker. And especially when I was a child. Which is when I was living there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You started late on liquids, didn't you?
Yeah.
The solids until you're what, 17? Which is strange.
Yeah.
You had to eat. The only way you got your water was via ice. So, what are you drinking there?
I've just got a coffee.
A coffee. Lovely.
Yes.
A lovely beverage.
Because I recently got a coffee maker, like an espresso machine.
I think of you as a coffee machine in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm fueled
part
by
man,
coffee.
Part coffee machine.
Yeah. This time, this is actually, I've never had this before. I've decided to add a, because it's the evening, I thought, and it's cold, it's winter. So I thought I'll add in a, like a teaspoon of Jarrah, like drinking chocolate, to my my, you know, espresso brewed coffee, and I haven't tried it yet. I fucked this up last week because I added like some instant coffee. No, I added some cocoa in with the like the coffee grounds when I put it in the machine, and that did not work at all. That made a real mess of the whole thing. So this might be a better option.
Okay. So you say because it's winter, you've added chocolate.
Well, I thought it's more hot chocolate sort of a vibe at the moment.
And evening is chocolate as well, you think?
Well, I think of a hot chocolate in the evening, you know.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that when you would, I think most hot chocolates would be had in the evening.
Yeah, I guess it's been a while for me. I'd normally eat
coffee in the morning, hot chocolate in the evening.
And what is it? So in the middle's tea? Miso.
Well, for me, it's coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout.
Coffee in the middle.
I also have coffee at the end of the day. But
you have a sandwich.
I'm talking about other people.
It's the sandwich where it's like one slice of bread, then meat in the middle, and then meat on top instead of another slice of bread. That's kind of your day. Meat in this case is coffee and bread, right,
yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I've never seen sandwich like that. That's yeah, bread at the bottom.
I mean, I'm a mirror reflecting back to you what you're doing. So if you think that sounds okay. Crazy, that's, yeah, maybe that's something to think about there. You're drinking out of an under the Milky Way mug. I just picked one of them
yeah.
up. Yeah. Oh, hot property. Did you do any work on that show?
No, I supplied them with some aerial footage that we shot during, our sketch show, Australia Get It Up Yet, which we shot on our, we got a drone that Andy and I were having fun flying around around the place. Did you ever fly that?
Oh, yeah, I had to fly before the legislations really tightened up on it.
Yeah.
I didn't fly like you guys did, but I did have a few goes. It was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
God's country, I call it.
This could be chocolatier.
Okay.
But it's all right.
Well, you're living, you're learning.
Mm. Yep.
What's it? How do you get by with drinking a coffee at night? I've started having decaf tea in the evening because I reckon that it's keeping me awake. The full calf.
I think it's just because I'm used to having like two coffees. Like, this is new, having coffees at home at night, because I've got the machine. But like before that, I was pretty consistently having like two coffees a day. So I think my system is just, maybe it's an addiction or at least a tolerance to caffeine. But I have noticed a couple of nights where I haven't slept well. And I think it's probably because I've had a coffee at night. So I think maybe if it got much later than this, I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah, this is like dinner time.
I could have a coffee around now.
No, 7:30.
Not 7:30, yeah. So I think it's all right. I'll probably maybe past 8 o'clock, I'll be like, maybe not.
But the good thing is chocolate also has sugar and other things in it that keep you awake. So if the coffee hasn't done it, I reckon that chocolate might help. Because you want, I'm guessing your goal is to stay awake all night tonight.
Yeah. Well, I don't have much trouble getting to sleep. I know some people really, really struggle when they're up all night. But I'm pretty easy getting to sleep. I need a lot of sleep as well. Like I'll get 8 hours and I'll be still tired the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'm permanently tired as well. I need, I reckon, and I never get it, but I need 10 hours, I reckon, to feel okay.
But I feel like if I have 10... there's no middle ground. Like I either feel like I haven't had enough sleep or I feel like I've had too much.
Right.
And I can't.
You need to find that sweet spot. Today I've been. There's got to be an app for that. Can't you use some sort of an algorithm or something?
I think years ago I tried like a sleep tracker. I had like a Jawbone, which is like a, you know, fitness tracker, Fitbit sort of thing.
I was going to say, I've got a Jawbone.
I do too. It's a weird name for a product. Yeah. But anyway, so I put my Jawbone around my ankle as I slept. And
that sounds difficult.
Yeah. And I was able to track my sleep. But I don't know. how good they could they be? I feel like all those things are a bit dodgy.
I tried so much of it because I, you know, I went to a sleep doctor and stuff, and I went into had sleep studies done. I went into a hospital overnight, and they monitored me and stuff.
Because they thought you had sleep apnea, right?
Yeah, they. Apparently, I do. I've got mild sleep apnea, which means I think they said my sleep's disturbed like every 3 minutes, and that makes it mild or something wild like that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That seems
pretty that sounds full on.
Maybe I'm overstating it, but it was a lot. You know, it was multiple times per hour. I like do that choking thing. I'm like, oh, that's to me, that sounds worse than mild, but apparently the full-on sleep apnea is even more hectic than that. And this is like it's not a dangerous level. The doctor's like, I don't think you're not going to die from it or anything. So he's like, I think you're tired for other reasons.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's why I've gone to a dietitian. They've talked to me about my diet, and I'm just trying a bunch of different things. They did say don't drink coffee with Jarrah at 7:30 sort of time at night. I said, oh, that's specific knowledge. I don't think that'll ever come in handy. Why would I even retain that kind of knowledge? But yeah.
Yeah. That's not even something that you really do very often, is it?
No, I never have. I never would. It sounds absolutely bonkers to me. As opposed to having a... Well, yeah, I think beers would probably have the opposite effect, right? They make you drowsy, if anything.
I don't know. Don't they have a lot of carbs in them, which would turn into sugar, and that maybe that would give you a buzz?
That's true. Yeah, it's interesting because the process starts with a lot of sugar in there, but the sugar, I think, is taken out in the process of making the alcohol. I think it's converted into alcohol. But yeah, your body definitely turns it back into fat or something. That's beer bellies and all that sort of stuff. But I am not a scientist. I forgot to stipulate that at the top. Everything I say, you should check with your GP.
Yes.
But yeah, I normally find that if I have one or two
GPs aren't scientists either. But
what? I got to make a call.
They're doctors.
Okay. But if I have one or two beers in an afternoon, I'll want a nap before it's bedtime. So I have been struggling a little bit to get to sleep lately. I guess that's why I've been thinking about the tea and stuff. And the trick I've been doing is I've been going through the alphabet. This is what I've been in the last couple of nights, and trying to name my all-time greatest St. Kilda football team, but only with one surname per letter.
So you go A to Z and you have a name for each of those.
Yeah, and then I've got to put them in a position on the field as well. And I've never got through the
alphabet. Oh, I see. Right. Are there 26 positions?
No, so I've got four spare. So you've got 18 on the field, four on the bench, and then there's four. Okay. I think I've without having looked up a player database or anything, there's six letters that I have not been able to think of a player for. So that's keeping me going. Q, it's a tricky one. Z, Y, X. But then T, there's got to be... Oh, I've just thought of a T one. Andrew Thompson.
Taylor. Is in. Oh, Thompson.
He'll take a spot on the bench. Yeah, there'd be heaps of players. All right, that's good. Well, this conversation's been fruitful. I'm actually...
So that's
your... Help me get to sleep right now, Evan. You're a marvel.
So that's your version of counting sheep.
Yeah, I guess so. Counting sheep's hard. I needed to be somewhat interesting for a little bit, but also a little bit sort of stupid and tedious. So still, yeah, whatever. So I've got... I saw N's another one. There's got to be heaps of N players. Can you think of any Saints who start with N? Surname, though. Plenty of first names.
No.
The good thing about this is it's going to help some of the viewers get to sleep, us talking about this as well.
What keeps me up at night is like, is if my head gets stuck with it, like a technical problem that I can't solve.
Right.
Not normally. Which just happened a bit recently.
Oh yeah. Like a work related, the cat is pulling apart a doorstop over there. If you can hear that.
Who is the cat? Is
the cat.
You met Jimmy her? The cat.
Jimmy the cat. No, that's my mob mate. Don't cross him.
My brain's been thrashing over these live streams that we've been doing. The because there's been some annoying little, only like minor technical things that I want to solve. And it's beyond my skill set. Like it's getting into areas of expertise that I just don't have. And that's frustrating. And so my head I just go around in circles being like, what could possibly be this? What can I do? What can I try? What can I test to try to, you know, determine what the problem is?
Yeah.
And that's a bit maddening. Or I'll think of things and then I'll have to write them down. Otherwise I won't get to sleep. I have to write them down.
Yeah. Right.
But then I just like go in this cycle of like, think of something, pick up my phone, write it down.
Yeah. That's the problem. Cause you know, start the sleep cycle thing again, winding down. You have the blue light turned off your screen and stuff.
I'm not a believer in any of that.
Right. You're a guy who I would argue does a bit of screen time of a day in an evening.
Yeah, I'm always on screens, but it hasn't really, I don't think that's ever really been a problem for me. Like I don't really get like eye strain or headaches from it. So I've never gone into, I can't really do the like the blue light thing for work stuff because a lot of what I do is visual, like it's editing or it's, you know, image work. And to have, if the colors are shifting on my monitor throughout the day, like that's a disaster. So I have to I keep my colors consistent. And it just bothers me. Like I accidentally turned it on my desktop. The other day I was clicking around and the Windows has added like a thing.
It's because you're addicted to the blue.
Yeah, subconsciously. But and I'm like, what is going on? Like what? It just looks, yeah, it was just driving me a bit mad. And then I found it like, oh, finally.
Yeah.
It's never really caused me problems. I don't think the blue light thing.
It's hard to know for sure though, right? I feel like few times I've been smart enough to not use my phone at night for a while, I do and read a book instead of listening to a podcast or an audio book and not having my phone near my bed. I feel like my sleep does improve. But I think it
would help. Like it's just like I feel like if I did meditation, I think that would probably be good. I don't know.
I tried that.
Exercise more, that would be better. I don't know. There's lots of things I could do to improve my life, but unless it's like an active problem that I'm trying to solve, I can't constantly be improving until I'm optimal human. I have a load of like, so like all through like February, March up to my birthday, I cut out carbs. I was doing like keto.
That was party drug, right?
Yeah.
Keto? You're hitting the keto pretty hard.
It sounds like a drug, doesn't it? Is there a...
Ketamine, I guess. Sort of sounds like that.
Yeah, ketamine. It does sound like that. It's not that. It's ketosis. But right. I was... So I cut out carbs and I was, you know, feeling really, really good. And then now I'm back on the sugar and the carbs, bread, that sort of thing, which is nice, but I feel much, much worse.
Yeah.
But during that time, I took less care of my teeth. I went to the dentist throughout that time. And they're like, you should floss more. And I'm like, that's a good advice. And which I know, but I was just like, I'm doing the diet. I couldn't floss.
Flossing in.
It was too much.
That's interesting. I wonder if you could layer it on one at a time. I found flossing really hard. I just find the string difficult to get in there. My hands are sort of big and dumb and clumsy. So
yeah, that's me. I don't have a good method.
I've got these pick things, which are be worse, you know, more plastic wastage and stuff, but way less floss. It's only like half an inch of floss. And they're little prong things, and then you can just use them to get right in there. And I'd use them once a day. And that was the thing that I go to the dentist whenever they tell me to. Right? Is it once a year or once every 2 years or whatever the normal thing is?
Yeah, probably. My dentist is always like, come back in 6 months. But
6 months, right? I think because I'm on a pretty good rotation now. I think maybe it's once every 12 months, and that was the thing that the only thing they ever said was pretty good, but you need a floss. And then this thing, it's done the trick. Another one they recommended was there's someone that's like a, it's like a little machine thing. It's not a machine, but it's like a little device, and it just blows either air or water at the gaps in your teeth.
Yeah, I've got one of those, a water pick.
Right.
It's like a water flosser thing.
Yeah.
I've got one of those. I got one of those a couple of years ago. Yeah, but it's different. I don't mind using that, but because I mentioned that to my dentist, and he's like, that they're good, but it does a different thing. Like that, that like dislodges excess
it doesn't food, clean whatever, the, you know, bit in the gums and that sort of stuff.
But yeah, it doesn't go the like between the teeth themselves, which is what actually I think erodes the teeth or whatever and causes cavities and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's good to be doing the water pick thing, but you kind of still need to be doing the flossing.
And that would have been a nightmare for you to hear. Now I got to do two things.
Yeah.
You brush though, right?
Yeah, of course.
So it's got a bloody, the kind of thing you just got to tack onto the end of it.
Yeah, I know.
I've made a part of my shower routine, which is...
I think it's...
So I just get it. I just do it all. Bang, shower, brush
your
teeth.
Do you floss in the morning or at night or both?
Morning. They said the dentist was like, they say twice a day you should floss. She's like, but honestly, I'd be happy if you did it once a day. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it once a day.
My dentist said, just try to do a few times a week.
I guess they know what they're working with, right? Mate, if you just a couple times a year, please.
Surely if you're going to floss once a day, you'd do it in the evening, right? Because you've got all the food from the day to, I guess either way, you've got
I guess you break the cycle every 24 hours. And it's, to me, it's just like, it's whenever's most likely to happen. I have a shower in the morning, so that's the time I'm going to remember to do it. Or it's just the time I do remember to do it.
Mm. Yeah, I should do that. I feel like it's easier to add like habits like that in the morning because I'm not really awake yet.
Yeah.
So I've got less conscious, like, exactly. It's autopilot. I was doing like 90 seconds, like planking when I was on the diet as well, trying to build up my core strength.
I've been just trying to start planking again. After I go for a run, I'll try and do a 60-second plank, and it has been brutal. I used to, like...
After the run, wow.
When I was quite fit, I could do it for 3 or 4 minutes, I think I peaked at. But now, like, 60 seconds, I'm beating with sweat on my forehead and just, like...
You should do it before your run, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that... I
Yeah, that probably makes sense, actually.
I was... Because... Yeah, I kind of was doing it before my run as like a warm up to the run because it sort of then engages your core. Because I think doing that meant that when I was running, my posture was a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, right. Because if I have a good posture,
I do not. But I was trying to get better posture by doing that. I think it was helping. But yeah, after a run, I'm always too fucking exhausted. My legs will be sore, and it's just like it is. Hard to do the plank thing after a run.
Yeah. Have you been,
but maybe that's when you maybe that's the ideal time to do it when it's really hard. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're getting more than 60 seconds worth of results from it. I have no idea, but that feels like I'd believe it if someone told me that. Have you been finding
this video series should also have like a dietitian, a scientist, a personal trainer.
We just have them in different corners for every conversation. Yeah. And they go, actually, Matt, shut the fuck up for a second. You could not be further wrong there. Oh, you were moving in and out of the focus zone there, I think.
Oh, was I? Was I going soft?
Yeah, you were going real soft.
Am I in the middle, roughly? I can't see where I am. Yeah,
you're right in the middle.
Right. Roughly. I'll move it closer. These cameras are... They look nice, but they're not good at focus. So,
right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you finding time to exercise in the lockdown? Because we're obviously still in lockdown for the viewers.
No, I'm looking at my treadmill right now and it's got Lego on it and magazines.
Have you been, have you got Lego fever because of the reality show that's on at the moment? Lego Masters?
No, but I do enjoy Lego Masters. No, it's an old piece of Lego that I built. I actually didn't quite finish it, but I made it on like New Year's a year ago.
Is it reachable? Show us what you got.
It's, hang on. Well, shit.
Oh, no.
Well, it's less complete now. No, it's fine. It's the bit that's supposed to go on top fell off. You see that? It's like a... I actually don't know what this is.
Are those green bits all one piece? That doesn't look like Lego to me. If I think Lego, I think of bricks with dots on it.
It's a Lego Technic, which is what I like. It's got motors and pneumatics and stuff. Right. That's what you want.
Were you able to like hack the mainframe of it or something?
What?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. It's pretty big lingo. Yeah. That just means... you know, keying into the matrix, basically. Does that help you understand?
Yeah, okay.
I've been watching a lot of X-Files lately, and I'm loving this recurring character. I'm not even sure it's the same actor, but either Mulder or Scully. So X-Files, you know the X-Files a bit?
Yeah, Mulder and Scully.
Mulder and Scully, FBI agents. They work for the X-Files, and it's all about aliens and paranormal activity. It even said in the opening credits, the words paranormal activity flash on the screen. Which makes me laugh every time. and then but they've got this character they go to when they're like, they take a photo of a suspect. They're like, could this be him? But he's been dead for 100. He was born 100 and something years ago. That couldn't be him. And they'll take the photo to this tech person inside the FBI and they'll say, can you age this guy up a little bit? And then they'll just tap away on the QWERTY keyboard and the picture will like grow a beard. and then can you add glasses? Tap, 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 tap. A pair of glasses come on. I don't know what this coding is, but it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Older or younger?
Same age, just less hairy and with better eyesight.
Gotcha. And a mustache?
No, just a whole beard.
Next.
Close cropped hair with a slightly receding widow's peak. Lose the glasses.
That's Roland.
Give or take a few pounds. Tell me about your dreams, Roland.
Yeah, I want that kind of technology on a 1995 QWERTY keyboard.
We were going to watch the X-Files, and then we didn't. It's all we watched like one episode.
Free on SBS at the moment. I just finished season one this week. Yeah.
Is it worth watching?
I've been enjoying it. I mean, there's frustrating stuff about it, but overall I've enjoyed it. I like the idea of the show.
I'm watching The Office at the moment. Beck and I are watching that. Because the
American
US
or British?
Yeah, American. It's because I watched the UK Office back when it was a big thing, and I was one of those people that was like, "Oh, they're remaking that in America. Oh, that's going to be terrible, right?
Yeah.
Just why would they bother doing that? Just there's already the good UK version." And then that was intensified when the first episode of the US Office is like word for word the same as the UK version. I'm like, "What? Why?
What's the point?"
Yeah. And obviously they've it's gone on longer, and it's the characters have all sort of it's found its own path.
Yeah, then they totally changed pretty soon after that, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. We haven't really been enjoying it. We're still watching it. We're at, must be season 3 now.
Not as good as the British one, or it's just like...
Well, I haven't watched the British one since back in the day.
Because something, I was listening to a podcast with Ricky Gervais on it this week on Conan O'Brien's podcast. I saw an interview with Ricky Gervais somewhere this week, and he was saying that his character on there, David Brent, is not as outrageous anymore. You know, the fame hungry kind of sad character. He's like, it's kind of a lot of real people who are even more full on than this guy now. So it's maybe the comedy in it has changed.
I liked it a lot when it first came out. I think there's so much has come from it that now it feels like it's lost its whatever it is. I don't know. Like
the mockumentary style sort of got so big after that, right?
Yeah. So like watching the American one, I can't help but compare it to Parks and Recreation, which was from the same people.
Right.
You know, that was the sort of their next show or whatever.
I found it hard to get into that. Which is such a good show. Oh, you like it. Yeah.
It's really, really good.
So many friends who love it. I've just not been able to, I've watched like most of the first season, maybe even a bit more than that. And I just can't, I'm like, it's fine, but
yeah, right.
I just don't quite get what other people see.
I think it comes later than that. I don't even know if I've watched the first season. I'm not sure, but I've watched most of the later stuff. It's really good, but it's interesting the difference between Parks and Rec and The Office, because The Office, it's like it doesn't have jokes in it, which I really struggle with because it is a comedy, right? But it's like they've gone out of their way not to have jokes in it.
Right.
And it's so that it's supposed to be real, right? Like it's the comedy is supposed to be like being able to relate to the characters and situations. It's not supposed to be like punchline, you know what I mean? Like it's supposed to be, it's real, right? Real life doesn't have punchlines, I guess you could argue. So I can see maybe the reasoning behind that, and maybe the UK office was the same. I'm not sure, but watching it now, and it's like, where's the joke? You know, it just feels like, what was the point of that scene? And I guess partly because I don't like the characters very much at all. Michael Scott, the David Brent equivalent in the American one, is just like so extreme. Like, I feel like David Brent, and I don't remember it enough. I need to go back and watch the UK office to properly compare. But David Brent, I don't think was this bad. Like Michael Scott does some really over the top, ridiculous, like surely no person would ever do that. And it takes me out of it. Cause like, I can't relate to this guy. He's being fucking horrible. Like, or so.
Why do you keep watching it? How much have you watched?
Because apparently I've watched, we're into the third season, I think. And I'm waiting for it to get good because we've asked a few friends who are like, is this it? And they're like, oh, it gets a bit better.
Right. I think
we watched one episode. One episode had jokes in it.
Watching for something to get good.
Well, it's not terrible. Like if it was terrible, I wouldn't be pushing through it. But it's okay. And there've been moments of hope. Like in this late in the second season, there's an episode which we were watching it and laughing, and it had proper jokes in it. And it was the first episode written by Steve Carell.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, that makes some sense, I think. But I'm not sure if he's written any after that in the ones that we've watched.
It's possible that because you just have a writers, different sense of humor than the people who like the show, right? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I've kind of figured with Parks and Rec. I'm like, I know like a lot of good friends love that show, including you apparently. And I just didn't seem, I don't know, you know, just certain things just don't jive with you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I really liked this Steve Carell show from earlier this year. It wasn't a comedy. It's called The Morning Wars. I think the American.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Beck and I watched that as well. Really good. Morning.
What's it called over there? The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
But they couldn't call that here because Larry Admer.
There's a show called Admer that.
Hosts that. Larry Ender. Yeah. That's a hard name to say. Larry Ender.
Ender. Yeah, I really liked that. That's on Apple TV Plus, whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, really beautiful, like really nicely done, like production value and stuff. The cast is fantastic.
He's amazing, man. I think I'm a big Steve Carell fan. That's why I assume I would like The American Office. I just don't know why I've never come, you know, just never come.
You should watch it and see if you see what if you see what I'm seeing. But yeah, I'm a fan of Steve Carell as well. Like since the he was on The Daily Show with Stephen Colbert and stuff, it was really good. And yeah, he's a great actor. Like he's got acting chops as well. He's got a new show coming out this month. It's called Space Force. So I'm keen to see that as well.
Was that spoofing the new NASA thing or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Is it called Space Force? The American?
I think it is.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds sick. Space Force. It does sound like a made-up thing. Well, I guess it is a made-up. Someone made it up. Now it's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's how stuff works. Yeah. Well, that's how stuff
works. So I'm keen to see that. That could be good.
But you making anything yourself at the moment? Are you doing the live streams? Stupid old. So you're doing our podcast that do go on and Josh Earls Don't Know Who I Am. And you're making our Do Go On web series, 9-part web series.
Yeah, looking forward to getting that out soon.
Been working on that for months.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like years. not because it's bad, just because it's been a while and time just, like, it feels like so
long. We've gone through a lot as a people.
Yeah, there wasn't even a pandemic back then.
There wasn't even a pandemic. It's funny to think of a time where there wasn't even a pandemic.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, like Christmas feels like an age ago. It was before that. But, yeah, I can't even remember Christmas. No, neither do I. Did it even?
Can't remember where I was. Probably
yeah,
year,
so
actually.
That's happening. We're taking a break from Gamey Game because of those live streams. What would have been Comedy Festival, but you know, what was replaced with the live streams. So we're planning on starting another run of that soon. In the meantime, we're doing weekly Let's Plays for Gamey Game. I should get you to do one. I want to play Ape Out. It's an ape related video game.
Yeah, great. Oh, that'd be good. Well, there's 3 episodes left of Primates before we go on hiatus.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could do an episode about whatever that game is you just said. Was it called Primate? Is that what you said?
No, it's called Ape Out.
Ape Out.
Yeah.
Ape Out. Peace. That sort of thing.
It's like a, yeah. No, I think it's like Ape Out, like you go crazy. That's what people, okay. It's a term I never use.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It's actually pretty offensive to ape kind.
You know? Yes, it is.
Apes. They're not apes. I mean, we're apes as well, for starters. But you know, apes just aren't these wacky, you know, off their chops beings. They're actually, you know, they have feelings. They're entities of their own. You know, they have autonomy. Yeah. I don't really know what that word means, but you know, it feels right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, do you think?
I think I know what you mean.
With the comedy stuff, you know how, like, I wonder if it's because I didn't watch Parks and Rec at the time. So it's, and comedy just, you know, it usually doesn't date that well. Taste in comedy changes. Comedy has to surprise you. So, you know, if you see the things that have been influenced by comedy, it keeps moving. It's rare that old comedy is still particularly funny. Unless you were connected to it at the time, I think. I think if you don't have some sort of nostalgic connection to the stuff, then coming to it afresh, not always, but yeah. I think that might be often the case.
I think that's true. I think my fandom of Weird Al Yankovic, I think, is that. Like, I'm pretty sure if I discovered Weird Al now, I don't know if I'd like it, maybe. So the, you know, that, I mean, and he's evolved as well, but, you know, I've already got that connection with him going back to my childhood. And so that I'm a fan, you know, I think, but back to Parks and Rec, I don't think it doesn't like watching it. They did a reunion recently, like last week or this week, last week, where they, for this isolation thing, they did like a Zoom chat sort of style reunion, like a scripted half hour with all the characters chatting from their homes, right? And I was watching that just going like, oh, it actually has been a while since Parks and Rec was on the air, right? Like it has been a while, right? But it doesn't feel like watching old episodes of Parks and Rec doesn't feel like I'm watching something from...
Right. Still looks pretty modern.
I don't feel like it's really aged. I mean, it's a Doctor Who style anyway, so...
Right. And the guy who made that, is he the one who went on to make Afterlife? Not Afterlife. The Good Place.
Yeah, it's Michael Schur, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think he made The Office as well. The American Office.
Yeah, he did The Office, and then he did Parks and Rec, and then The Good Place. I think that's
interesting. Seems like it's a bit of a trend at the moment. The Afterlife. I mean, the show Afterlife isn't actually about the afterlife, but there was The Good Place, and now there's a new one coming out that I'm curious to see.
Yeah, is it called Upload?
Upload or something like that?
On Amazon Prime, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's it's just come out.
It's like a Black Mirror meets The Good Place. I saw the trailer and I'm like, this does not look good, but trailers often don't do a service to the actual thing.
Yeah, I like the idea because it is something that's pretty interesting. There was a Black Mirror episode, one of the few episodes of Black Mirror that I've seen where they are uploaded into a whatever they want, you know, like an afterlife in a computer, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that fascinating idea.
Yeah, well, I've seen maybe two or three episodes. One was the Choose Your Own Adventure one, which I was expecting to be a little more Choose Your Own Adventure-y. Felt like they were guiding
you. Oh, yeah, the Netflix. Path, yeah. That was fun, though.
It was a fun idea. Cool sort of, yeah, I think I just, for whatever reason, had expectations that were out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking it was going to be. I was going to be actually able to control the actors. Can you make him wear a hat? You know, that sort of stuff. He just couldn't.
Yeah, right.
No matter how much I yelled at the screen, he would not put on a hat. And then he did. But I think that was coincidental.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm powerful. We should probably wrap this up soon, Evan, you know?
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to talk to you forever, it would be unfair to steal the bandwidth from others by just continuing to chat.
It's a precious commodity these days.
How are you finding lockdown in general, though?
It's had very little effect on my life, really. Right. Because I live really close to the studio, and that's where I work on a day-to-day basis pretty much. And so I've been going to work. It would kind of be too much. It's not easy for me to just sort of work from home because I kind of need access to the server and files
and you don't often get to places that are crowded. Like you're not a guy who goes to the pub on a Friday night or anything like that.
No, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm not
you're not going to the footy.
So many people have said I've been self-isolated.
That's a good bit.
Yeah. But I don't, there's not a lot of social stuff that I'll be doing anyway. I'm married to my work. I'm just usually very busy anyway. And so obviously during this time I would have been going to comedy festival and stuff. I would have been out about doing that, but because that isn't happening, it's just like life is normal more or less. So, and the office is like, there aren't many people at the studio at the moment. A lot of people are working from home because they're able to. Really hasn't been, it's been busy. Like it's kind of annoying having people who are like, oh, because my free time, I don't know what to do with all my free time, doing all these hobbies and, oh, what video game should I play through next? Like, man, I wish I had time to play video games.
I thought, I have not found that experience either, but I think Yeah, I felt busier probably almost, if anything.
Mm.
Seems strange. Although nights are more chilled out than they would be otherwise. And I haven't, I think I'd be in Sydney right now for the comedy festival up there. So I'm home when I would have been on a few trips since the lockdown happened. I pretty much came back from Brisbane Comedy Festival and I've left the house once a week since then.
Yeah, right.
Apart from a few runs. Yeah, so that's changed my life quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm still leaving the house every day, but just to, you know, 2 minute walk down to the office and then sit in that warehouse for all day.
Are there times you forget that it's even happened? Anything's changed?
I guess it's just been easy to adapt. Like, it doesn't feel too unusual now. It's like when I do have a day off, which I haven't had many of recently because we've been doing the live streams on the weekends, but when it has been like, sometimes I'll get Friday off, for example, and Beck will have Friday off and I'll be like, oh, what should we do today? It'd be great to go to, you know, normally we'd go get brunch somewhere or go to a cafe or something. So that, like, oh, we can't do that. There's been very few days where I have like had a day off and had to be at home or like, at, you know, have nowhere else to be, I guess. And I find that really hard. I think I'm not good at just staying at home. I feel like I need to be doing something. I just get antsy. So if I had a regular job, I guess, like if I was working for an employer and that place closed and I was isolating properly, then I think I'd be struggling with that.
You know, this is going out publicly. You're saying you're not isolating properly. Can you just speak into my chest and say it a bit clearer?
I'm not breaking any laws. I'm not in contact with anybody really. It's just that, but I can go, it's because I can go to work at the studio without being in the vicinity of anyone, basically. And so I've just been doing that because the alternative is to try and bring all their files, systems and computers and stuff.
And something we should say is your job is a surgeon, right? So can't really do that from home.
Yeah.
He's like a surgeon. You're sort of like a video surgeon.
Yeah. That's like, you could say that. Cutting stuff.
Or as Weird Al would say, you're like a surgeon. Is that probably one of his songs?
That's definitely one of his songs.
It is. Yeah. Damn, that's it. Good. I thought I had one. He is good. He beat me to it. What am I, 30 years?
He did, yeah. Yep.
He is diabolical.
He's got a music video and everything, that one.
Really? Where he's like dressed up in scrubs, blood splattering. Yeah. I can picture it. I'm guessing I've probably seen it. How could you avoid it? Weird Al, he was everywhere in the 80s or whenever that came out. Probably the 80s.
Yeah. Would have been the 80s, I think.
Yeah. You know what they say about the 80s? If you remember it, you weren't there. That was the 60s or 70s. Right. That's every decade when someone's
been. That doesn't really make any sense though, does it?
No. It's a real paradox, isn't it? Anyway, thanks so much for joining me here tonight for a chat, Evan. That's all right. I feel
thanks
like
for having me.
I've enjoyed it very much, but I can't help but feel that we talked about some super dull stuff. There's a real window into what our conversations are normally like. Yeah. How'd you enjoy your coffee anyway?
Oh, it was good. It could have had more of the chocolate. Like, I was going for like a mocha.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of, normally it would be like half and half maybe of coffee and chocolate and pretty sweet. Whereas this was maybe like 3/4 coffee and 1/4 chocolate. So it could have been, I could have had a bit more chocolate in there. But
it's a learning. It's a learning opportunity. That's what I'd think of it as.
Yeah.
So I reckon next time around, you can just up the ante a little bit. This was lovely. Yeah, I've had these before. I have been to this brewery. It's a great brewery down in Evan's hometown or next to Evan's hometown.
Just down the road.
My uncle made some of the furniture there at the brewery.
Oh, really?
He's a part-time woodworker.
Huh.
I think that's cool. What you call an amateur carpenter. You can't call him a carpenter, right? He's a woodworker. anyway, that was delicious. Would drink those all day and have done sometimes. on a quench. What we normally, so I say we normally, I think with the Dave episode, the first one, we did a how much did the drink quench your thirst? But I don't know if a coffee really hits that. So what? How warm are your cockles, or something like that?
It definitely warmed my cockles.
Yeah,
and I feel like it gave me a little bit of a perk, nice little evening bump.
Yeah.
So now I've got the energy to go, go sit and watch MasterChef.
MasterChef. Oh, I said yeah. Right. I haven't seen that. It's with new hosts now.
Yep.
Well, let's not get into it. But in one word, good or not?
Good.
Great. I'm doing an online cooking thing this week.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
An old MasterChef contestant's going to teach me how to cook a meal.
Oh, they're a MasterChef contestant?
Well, they were, I think.
Wow. Not anymore.
No, I don't think, yeah. I guess they were. I mean, you're always sort of contesting once you're on once, you know. Is the game really over? You never know with those reality shows when they're going to like go, you thought the show ended in your season 3 or 4 years ago? Here's a twist. And they pull them out of their bed in the middle of the night and go, no, that was all part of the plan.
Yeah.
Now we're doing a final cook-off. Yeah. All right, great. Well, I'll see you soon. Always a pleasure to chat.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks for being here on Getting Chatty with Maddie. Cheers, Evan.
See ya.
We did
it. I've got Elton John stuck in my head.
Like literally? The ghost of Elton John?
A song of his.
Yeah, right.
I'm still standing.
That's not ironic, but it's something because you're actually sitting.
I am, yeah. He's usually sitting when he's playing it on piano as well.
Hmm. Says all you need to know about Elton John.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.